morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Too many people are having kids. Here's what I think.
I was going to say that's the reason why my parents got divorced.
I think this is, well, they got divorced because also because they hated you and it was your fault, they told me. But it's weird that they texted me that much. I'm sorry, I should have told you earlier.
No, they told me the same thing.
Oh, wow, you too?
Me. Yeah. From both.
Oh, it was a text, that's right.
Oh, were you not in it?
It's weird.
Sorry.
It's very weird.
Dutch. Sorry, Dutch.
Sorry.
You know,
my entire family is they like my friends and my girlfriends more than me. So
that's true.
After we break up, guess who still hangs out with my family? By the way,
I know
your nickname was The Reason when they used to talk to us, like, you know, and they'd be like, oh, The Reason.
That was so hurtful in me.
It's like, oh, The Reason is, you know, he's the problem, you know, if it wasn't for him. And it's weird because you're an adult and you don't even live with them.
I know. I was going to say. 32 in 2 weeks.
That's how bad you are, Dutch. Just think about that later.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bunghole.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Do I have you guys on Skype real quick? Yes? No?
Yes.
Okay, you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay, just checking, because apparently it was a Skype issue, apparently.
Everyone turn off your Pokemon Go.
Everyone turn it off, see what happens. Rampcat, do I have you, sir?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you through my computer, not through my headphones.
Oh, well, that's go to your, okay, let me help you out real quick. Go to Tools in your Skype, go to Audio Settings, and switch your speakers to your board. And that'll fix that problem. Dutch, can you hear me okay?
You're fine, buddy.
Perfect. Welcome to the internet age.
How am I sounding to you?
You sound fine to me. Do I sound fine to you?
Everything decided to die like 3 minutes before the show, and I just got on literally 3 seconds before we went live.
Yeah, I know. You sound fine to me. You sound normal to me, so I have no issues on my end. My end is free and clear. But welcome to the show, guys. Rami, let me know if you figured that out. Today is August 3rd, 2016, broadcasting from La Florida.
Welcome to August, the Sunday of summer.
Yes, it is. We are live.
Thank God.
Joined by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian.
What's the name of the show, though?
Well, it's a Hippo Juice show. Everyone knows that if you're listening.
There it
is. No. At this point,
did
if you're
here... Did he not say Hippo Juice? I think he did.
Yeah.
I think you're just messing
I just wanted him to say it again. We got to plug a lot here, Marie.
Yeah, that's right. If we learn anything with Trump... You have to make the story. Am I right?
You're welcome.
So, Dutch, me and you are going to need to pose nude, and then we're going to have to... You and Wer are going to have to pose nude.
Does that mean that I have to eat a bucket of fried chicken on an airplane?
That's fine.
I don't even know why that pissed off people. Was it the fork and knife?
It was the fork and knife
That's weird. That's how savages eat chicken. to be honest with you. Fried chicken's eaten with your hands. What? It's true.
You know, it doesn't really bother me when someone's wearing that expensive of a suit.
Well, and by the way, we have Ramcat Jackson here.
Thank you.
Us.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Is that your new board? Perfect.
Dude, your inputs are all screwed up.
Yeah, so here's what you do. I'm going to help you out on the fly, Rami. Go to your tools, your audio settings, and change your speaker and your speaker
microphone.
And your microphone, both to the USB codec, whatever it's going to be named. And that should fix whatever your issues are there. I don't hear you.
Now I can.
There you go.
There it is.
Say that again. No, now you whispered. Talk like a person. This is great.
Mark, here's what's going to happen. You two keep going like the two-man wrecking crew that you are. I'm going to call Mark off air and then figure this out.
I'm part of the wrecking crew?
Apparently you are. Okay, you guys figure it out. You figure it out.
Wrecking crew.
Do I have to like catcall some women going down the street?
Yes. But by the way, I'm going to plead that whatever problems are, they're not my problems. They're Dutch's fault.
Hashtag not my problem.
And Mark's fault.
Not my problem either.
Not my issue. Now my president.
This isn't Jiggy at all. Still making me laugh.
It is not Jiggy at all. Anyway, as you can see, here's what we're doing. Okay. They are on the phone, right?
Oh, should we do like a play-by-play?
No, this is great. They're on the phone, right? So Dutch and him, you can see they're talking. So what we're going to do is we're going to voice them over. I can hear Mark a little bit, but I'm going to voice them over. All right, ready? I'll be Dutch. You can be Mark.
Okay.
I'm a big stupid head who wears an Eagles hat because I'm a big idiot.
Oh, my God. Could you just help me out for a second? We got to get back to the show.
Yeah, I'm a big dummy. I'm Dutch. I'm from Philadelphia. I say Pokenews.
Well, all those things are true facts, and you are stupid.
The built-in microphone, which that was the only way I was able to
hear you sound good.
The show and the Boom 2 device from my app, and then the US audio codec, which I selected, but now I can't hear anything at all.
You sound fine. I hear you, Mark. Mark, I hear you. I'm going to hang up on him until they figure it out.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty fun.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, wow, what a fucking train wreck, huh?
Well, we did play Night Train.
Yeah, that was good. The live version, so hopefully YouTube doesn't flag us for that.
They probably still will. It sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
It sounded very much
the entire
like the
concert is up. I mean, we heard Dutch and Royce yesterday. We went to see Guns N' Roses, and the entire...
We were trying to figure it out, because Royce found the whole concert, but then the camera angle kept changing, so we guessed that somebody must have just taken different people's videos and spliced them together in order somehow.
Yeah. So that's up there if you want to see it until it gets taken down, which eventually I don't know. Can they take that down if it's a live concert? Are you allowed? I don't think so.
I have no idea how internet music rules work these days.
I would love to ask Mark because he knows all that stuff, but he's having technical issues.
Technical issues.
All right. So he hung up. Okay. So what's up? Should I get him back on?
No, because he has a new board and he hasn't really mixed minus any of that stuff. So I told him to pull up his old board if he wanted to talk about Guns N' Roses stuff. So.
Oh, we're switching out boards. Switch.
And then him and I will figure that out after the show. I didn't even know he got a new one.
Yeah, he did. And by the way, the Real Thing podcast, that's where you could catch Ramcat's show.
Yeah, they upgraded the name if you weren't
it's the
following
real thing.
Along.
It's R-E-E-L, The Real
Like
thing.
Real Big Fish.
Yeah, ooh, it's pretty good. It's good, right? I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good, cool one. So... check them out. They're on right before Hippo Juice. The replay is anyway, but you can just download it from More Like Radio. Obviously, the easiest place to get all your shows. And by the way, if anyone missed out yesterday, there's a new meme that is crushing things. And I mean, I want it.
Memes. Tell me.
Well, basically, it's the one I came up with, Marie. That's not Jiggy at all. And I feel like it's important that I share it with everybody.
Where is it in illustration format?
I have no idea because someone should make it. I'm just saying, I'm the idea guy.
Oh, well, Mitch tried to make one last night.
Yeah, but Mitch fucking half-assed it.
He didn't even get the quote right.
Mitch fucking half-assed it.
The quote is, that's not Jiggy at all, !! 3 times.
And then you have to look more outraged.
Correct.
Right.
Like, we need a man standing up from the table, probably about to beat his wife, exclaiming that's not Jiggy at all.
All right, so like, okay, then I see what you're saying. I like that. Someone make that.
Yeah.
But welcome to the show, and that's Joel. I'm sorry it was a train wreck, guys. I apologize.
You know what? We are a train wreck, and I feel like that we do it successfully, and by having some issues, we're successful.
Correct.
We've been dealing with this shit for 7 years now, so.
It's probably more than 7 years at this point.
Has it been? I was actually, the dates keep changing. I really was sitting down the other day and was not sitting down, but like it. I was at lunch and the thought briefly passed my head of how long have you actually been together?
I think we started in 2007, which is why seven keeps popping up in your head. But
is that what it was?
Yeah.
But you guys were doing the show for about a year and a half before I jumped on. Right? Okay.
Yeah, about I mean, I'm talking when this show started, it was like us sitting in my buddy Nathan's mom's house. Recording right. Like garbage. Dad, God, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. I cringe thinking about it. It was bad.
Well, I remember like bad. How bad the recording was, and then like I forget how I found you guys. Like you guys, I think like were on the top.
Yeah, we were like 100. Trending. We weren't trending on iTunes or some shit like that.
We were popular. Yeah,
I think it was shortly after that whole thing with Billy West. Correct.
Correct.
With Futurama or whatever. So that jumped you guys up big time.
Yeah, we were popular on Mogulus, which became Livestream.
Right.
I think you found us when we were in our Livestream
days.
And
No,
it was still Mogulus at the time.
Oh, yeah, you found us in our Mogulus days?
What a terrible name. What a terrible name, by the way.
Mogulus or Mogulus.
Speaking of terrible names, Rhapsody got bought out by Napster, which is why Napster is in... The news.
You know, we were talking.
I didn't realize they had buying power.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday about Napster coming back, and one of our listeners, actually Charlie Parker, big ups, Charlie, thank you, sent me a message saying, "Hey, I was listening to the show. Here's what happened. Remember, Rhapsody was that player that used to come with Real Player, and Real Player they bought Napster, the name Napster, but for no reason because it's not relevant anymore. You know."
I guess just Rhapsody didn't want to be called Rhapsody anymore, and they wanted to be called Napster, or at least use it.
How is Napster better than Rhapsody? I mean, they're both pretty terrible, right?
Well, Napster sounds like Rapster, and that's cool.
I think it's just the recognizable part of the name where they were the first one of those, you know, file-sharing type sites.
Yeah. And Rhapsody just reminds me of a broken media player, so...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That, too. So, yeah, I would get rid of the name Rhapsody. I don't think that there's any relevance to that. At least Napster has some sort of nostalgia to it.
Like, oh, remember them? Napster.
Rhapsody is like, no one's like, oh, remember that media player that used to be awesome? No one ever thought it was awesome. It was the one choice we had until Real Player came out, and then Winamp and all those other guys started coming out, and then until finally YouTube came along, and then everything got better.
Right.
Yeah, no, YouTube bought everything. I mean, it's a good and it's bad. I do like that there's a centralized place to look for things. I think that's kind of cool.
Yes.
But that means they have all the power. And they could block whatever the fuck you want. I mean, what are you going to do? Watch a video on Dailymotion? What am I, in Haiti? Like, seriously. Dailymotion only exists for videos that YouTube will ban. Because Dailymotion is more lax on shit like that.
Well, I mean, Vimeo is kind of the same, you know. Horse-drawn carriage as well, right?
Well, Vimeo's more of like an indie movie people, you know? Like that.
That's they've gone hipster?
Yeah, that's what it is, where all the indie movies are made, like long shit like that. Again, like, usually with technology, the way it always was, something new comes along.
Then Google buys it and it gets good.
Right, but my point is that you think there'll ever be anything that'll replace YouTube?
Poo tube?
Probably not, no. There's no reason.
But that's my point, though. With technology, historically, something new always comes along to replace it. I don't think, like, do you think Facebook...
Well, I think YouTube has just always been such an open market, do whatever the fuck you want, Wild West site. I mean, they do have restrictions now, and there's a lot more ads, but that was a natural thing. But they still have, you can upload whatever the hell you want. To a degree.
Yeah. There are other
uploading sites. If it's not porn.
There are other uploading sites.
They've always kind of had that free open format, and I think that's the reason why it goes. What were you saying, Marie? I'm sorry.
Yes, to your point. And there's also a business model where you can make money through YouTube. People pay to have advertising on it, and then there's Google pays content producers to be like promoter or like spokespeople. And so... Like, you as a person, if you're good enough on YouTube, can earn money.
Which is cool.
But then Google earns money, too.
Again, which is cool, though. Google is cool with YouTube that, a lot of people that became famous that would have in the way it was with TV would have never become famous. You know what I mean? Like,
do any of you guys follow those type of Google people that like they're professional Google?
Yes. I mean, I
posters
or
YouTube posters.
I watched Angry Video Game Nerd whenever he posts something. I really like his stuff.
Oh, he was one of the first ones to get like a little niche for himself.
Yeah, I watch him. I like to watch Vsauce. That one's pretty cool.
Philly too, my boys.
Vsauce is the science guy, and I watch different like gaming ones. Like, Did You Know Gaming is really cool. Like, it tells you like histories of like old games that you didn't know, like really cool stories. That's just pretty neat. And yeah, I mean, I'm on there pretty much. Is often looking for videos. Sometimes I'm.
Well, here's the thing about YouTube is that they basically invented a new form of marketing. Before them, I mean, like they came out in 2004.
Yeah,
like there was nothing like that ever. And because there's a lot to be said about like when you're first, you got the firsties thing going on. Right. That's the reason why like nobody can understand why MySpace collapsed, because they were the first. They exploded with as far as the social media. You know, platforms went, but I don't think they ever expanded. They didn't grow. They didn't figure out how to keep your interest. And that's where Facebook steps in. That's where Twitter steps in. That's where all those things step
in. There was a lot more spamminess that happened in MySpace too.
Exactly.
Like it became the hoarder's house, where Facebook was an organized shiny hotel room. It was just like, it was too messy. It was too filled with glitter. Thanks for the invites. Like, they were throwing a whole bunch of shit at it to see what stuck. Like, they had the music and like
But you know what's funny is that the truth is, then, if we're being honest, we do complain about how these companies have all this control. But then you look at companies like MySpace, like you said, where they lost all control.
No control. They were like, oh, we're all 100% open source.
And then they fail.
Write any version of the code that they want.
And then they fail.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, because after a while, people just ruin it like everything else.
Right. But my point is that I don't.
We need control. We need borders. Otherwise, we make a stupid purple and green glitter glob page that
should not be left to their own devices.
That auto plays some terrible Creed song.
You take 5 minutes trying to find if it's a comment that someone left or if it's a player in the page.
And it takes 10 seconds for the page to load because there's too many large image files on it. It's like, it was just. It was a glob.
Oh my God. The worst. Source. The worst. And I know you said it, but the worst was. Again, the music, when the fucking music, every time you go to a page, and it wouldn't be one song, it would be like, because people, you could remember like towards the end, you could post songs, and then on the comment section, there'd be three different songs, and when you go to the page, a bunch of things just start playing.
Yeah, it was awful.
It's like, oh, let me go ahead and check out, Marie's page. Let's see what she's
I'm not going to call a Where's the Beef on you, because I don't think you heard me when I first originally said that.
No, I said, I know you said it.
Oh,
I'm saying, but the worst part is when you have seven songs playing at the same time.
Right, but I kind of said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
then
what
I apologize.
Said.
I was trying to pull up the Macarena to make my point, and that's part of why I missed that part. But now that we have it.
Hey, you guys love a good day level.
You know what? Macarena would have actually been a considerate song, because there was that 5 second like lead up where it wasn't super loud, where you realize, oh, the Macarena is about to play, I can mute myself. But there are other songs that like blast full volume as soon as you log on.
Now hold on. Page. Does everyone remember how to do the dance?
Of course. Why would you forget?
I don't remember. It's hand.
It's hand down, hand down, down, hand up, hand up, hand cross up, over, up. Cross over, back of the head, touch the hip, touch the hip, touch the other side of the hip, touch the other side of the hip, and then swivel around.
Okay, I just did the Macarena, folks. Not many people know that song is about a meth user.
No.
I couldn't hear a word you guys are saying. There's something with the mix minus where when you play music, I can't hear you guys.
It's because normally you're on Marie's computer with Skype, but since Skype was being weird, I moved you to mine. And since that's where I play the music.
Maybe it was
from.
Just Mark being weird because of his board.
You're
Let's
weird.
Try moving back to Marie.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
By the way, thank you, Maul, for the GIF. I love all the GIFs of Hillary acting weird that people are posting now that it's getting to the presidential debate time. She makes some fucking weird faces when she's excited, man. She does not know how to just be a normal person. at all.
Yeah, but don't you love politics? It's great. Like, everyone, like, it's so...
I've been seeing all sorts of things about Hillary Trump, and politics has never been a part of it once.
Nope.
It doesn't, like, I don't know anything about their policies or what they've been talking about.
Because it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It's what...
It doesn't matter.
It's matter.
What did Trump eat recently, and what face did Hillary make in response?
Look, I understand people are saying they shouldn't make a big deal that Trump eats fried chicken with a fork and a knife, but that's really a he did it on purpose because that should aggravate people. You don't eat fried
chicken.
He's
wearing a $5,000 suit.
The guy in the $5,000 suit is going to eat fried chicken. Sorry, I've been watching Arrested Development and I forgot how funny Job was. But yeah, no, he's, you know, the thing is he's trolling everybody. Like the biggest thing is that
that's it, yep.
The New York Post, right? They endorse Trump. But then a week later, they post nude pictures of his wife. And people are like, well, why in the world? Well, yeah, he did it on purpose. Don't you get it? He probably gave them the photos. People are paying attention to him because of what he's doing. The guy cannot fail.
No. He's failing his way to the top.
He has literally said everything that should get you fucking kicked out of any sort of
right. Release.
Yeah, but he's lowered the bar, and our expectations of him are just below the ground level, and so he can't upset us.
Meanwhile, Dean Cain is like that fucking one scream ruined my
Howard
entire.
Dean?
Dean Cain was Superman.
Howard Dean.
There you go.
Howard Dean.
Yeah, but I was telling him Dean Cain was Superman. Oh. I heard what he said.
Howard Dean Cain. Sorry.
You yell at me more. Maybe then I'll get the point.
I'm like, it's not.
I know.
Hey, can we switch over computers? Like, it's getting really grainy on your end.
All right, go ahead, Marie. Pull them over.
All right, hold on. I got to log back into Skype for a second.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, you're such a baby.
You sound fine.
There's only three of us.
I would like, I know I sound good, but you guys sound awful to me.
Do this, do that.
All right.
I apologize for wanting to do a good show,
all
Marie.
Right, I'm calling him now.
Yeah, well, no, it's not a good show. The truth is he's being greedy. He just wants his computer to work.
Is this better now, Dutch?
Oh, my God, so much better.
All right.
Fucking now, are you better now, princess? Can
Howard
we continue?
Dean Cain lost his entire race because of that sound.
Yeah, we've said it. And now...
I know, I'm going back to it.
Now you could fucking... It's look, again...
Not everyone. Trump can. Because
you're right.
We expected nothing from him going into it. That was the thing.
Funny.
We had expectations for Howard Dean, so he had an opportunity to fuck up. There are no expectations for Trump, so everything he does is just a talking point.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one, is because they allowed that you know, the liberal media to start, you know, when MTV and all the late night shows and everybody's poking fun at like one screen, whatever. Yeah. They just kind of buckled and went, okay, we're not going to have him be our nominee. Whereas, you know, Trump is just kind of like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. I'm going to say something even, you know, 14 times crazier. I think the reason why people like him is because he's so not a politician. And Hillary is such a politician.
True.
Yes.
And it's like when you have like that weird balance of people who still appreciate the politician, and obviously half the country is not going to vote for Trump just because, you know, he's got the Republican tag onto it or whatever. But the reason why I think he's risen is just because everybody is so sick of the stupid fake system. We've all talked about this 4 years. How many cycles have you been through? Just two?
When I say we as a show, I mean. I think we've only been through Obama two times together.
Yeah.
It's two cycles.
Yeah. Two cycles, yeah.
And every year we talk about the nonsense and the fakery and everything like that. When you got some strange orange tanned, weird haircutted billionaire who has probably the biggest narcissistic attitude I've ever seen, it's refreshing to people because they're like, all right, we don't give a fuck about his policies, but he's not a politician.
And again, dude, and the fights that I have with people, it's like, and Hillary is fucking just as bad.
Oh, they're both terrible.
It's just, they're bad in different ways. Like, Hillary is subversive. Like, she's a liar. She's a manipulator. Trump is just a troll, a loudmouth. But it, to me, look, this was my concern. And I said this, and I did the math. I figured it out. Since I was 10 years old, there has only been three families that have run this country. I'm 34 right now. Since I've been 10 years old, only three families have run this country. Bush, Clinton, and Bush, Clinton, and Obama. That's it. And honestly,
well, you were born when Reagan was in power.
Exactly. Since I was 10 years old. Since since I was 10 years old.
I wasn't paying attention. I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, since I was 10.
I mean, so. I guess you could say since he was born, then it would be four families. But, still impressive.
But my point is that, and the thing is, the truth is, it should have only been, it should have been Clinton again. Clinton should have run, but Obama came out of nowhere, and he was just so likable, you know?
Yeah.
Celebrate good Obama, come on! It's Obama, Obama.
I can't wait to see Obama and Bush Jr. hanging out and being all chummy chum chum after he's done.
My favorite part of presidencies are their last year, like especially the last few months, because that's when they just start doing what the
dude. Did
fuck
you see
what
Obama did today? He like pardoned like 150 people.
Yeah, I know.
He did.
Which every president does. He's not the first one to do it.
So. I didn't know he already started the party, the pardon party.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Can we approach this whole race a little bit, you know, I'm going to pose a question to you guys real quick. Who would you rather see win just from a material standpoint for the show for the next 4 years?
Okay. If we're talking no consequences.
No consequences. Just who we can either make fun of, get mad about, whatever. Who do you think
here's
would
the thing.
Be better for the show?
I honestly don't know. They are both fucking just these jewels.
Because okay, here we go. On one side, we have Hillary, who's so hateable, but we get to have Bill again for the next 4 years.
Right. That's funny. That'll be funny.
That's
and all
hilarious.
That stuff. That's great.
Bill as the first lady is going to be amazing.
Bill as the first lady is going to be awesome.
But we could also have Trump, who his biggest accomplishment before running for president was shaving Vince McMahon's head on national TV.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So again, you have that. So it's tough.
Me personally, I would say Trump just because we've already lived through the Bill Clinton jokes.
Here's why.
And some part of me feels like, we're going to be mad, just as mad at Hillary being an asshole as we are Trump going to be an asshole. And I just, whatever, you know, been there, done that with Bill Clinton jokes.
And also,
that's my personal feeling, but it would still be fun either way.
My thing is I'm a big Back to the Future fan, and I'm very, very curious what it would be like for Evil Biff to run the country. So for me, that's a big thing. Yes, Marie.
What if...
This is a big if.
So I was saying it to Royce offline, but I'm like, what if Trump wins and actually does a really good job and takes it seriously? Like, what if all this trolling was just a way to get him elected because he knew that he couldn't get elected if he was serious, but he's actually serious and actually fixes a lot of problems?
I don't think so. I think he's a narcissist.
Yeah, but that a narcissist would want to do a good job so that he gets a lot of praise back.
You hear what Hillary said, that she would think of nominating Obama to the Supreme Court if she was president and another justice.
That's a desperation
died.
Move. That means they know that they're behind in the polls and she has to say something to captivate the minority and or already going to vote Democratic. That do you not see that? Like, that's fucking, for her to even say that is a desperation move.
Mitch says in the chat room, Trump would be funnier and also less dangerous. If we're being honest, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know. Danger is a relative word because Trump is a fucking nut job.
God, could you imagine him and Putin in the same room together?
I know that's the issue with that. But
they
again,
both take their shirts off and ride horses together and play croquet.
But fucking the thing is, Hillary, when she was Secretary of State, she's bombed more people than fucking a bunch
she's
of.
She's got Americans killed because of her incompetence.
So my point,
look. Every liberal will sit there and be like, oh, would it bring up Benghazi? Yeah, I'm sorry. Guys died because she was incompetent. That's what happened. There's no way around that. This is coming from a libertarian. This is me just saying the facts. People died because of her incompetence. Plain as day.
And that's true. Mitt said it yesterday. Hillary hates dogs. Like,
oh, what a bitch, fuck, boo.
Again, but I think you said it, Marie, because dogs could sense evil. Like, I think they could sense it.
Yes.
And they know it. So they're like, there's something wrong with this one.
Now, I also think Trump...
But I did see somebody holding up a sign that took a picture on Facebook that says, Trump smokes mids. And that, can't vote for a guy that smokes mids.
What's
That's
a mid?
Terrible weed. That is terrible weed.
Oh, okay.
Boy, gotcha. That was really quick. There's a picture of Putin and Trump shirtless on horses.
That's not an original, but
it's been around.
But it's very funny to see.
It is very
but
funny.
But
no Photoshop.
That was what reminded me of another conversation we had offline. We had a lot of really good political talks that weren't recorded. It's unfortunate. But we were saying
in the morning
Trump and Putin are probably going to be BFFs and probably going to go golfing together and do other fun things together like bros. Putin would not be BFFs with Hillary. He would probably hate Hillary's guts.
Well, he hates Obama. Like, he said that publicly many a times.
Now, I know that the Russians aren't, you know, trustworthy as far as America is concerned most of the time. But wouldn't it kind of be a little funny to see Trump and Putin kind of growing down?
If I told you that the Russian government was hacking into two presidential candidates' emails to affect an election, you would say, wow, is that the new season of House of Cards? You would not think that is what's really happening in the world. Am I correct? Does not that... It sounds like a plot.
No, I kind of assume Russia always does that shit.
It's
probably since the Cold War, they've been trying to hack, and they've just gotten better at it.
Right. They stopped being drunk on vodka and beating each other up on...
No, they still do that, but they're also good at computers now.
Yeah, they're just better. They're just better multitaskers.
They don't stop doing the other stuff.
Dude, I was watching Russian...
porn
pullover videos, you know, like everybody's yelling about the cops here,
yeah,
as far as, you know, brutality, police brutality. Watch cops in any other country but this one. Even Canada, we have a really good Black America. You not understand, if you go in any other country, you fuck up, they have the right to beat you senseless, and they do, and they get away with it. There's dash cam videos, and they're like, well, yeah, I felt my life was in danger.
Even in Canada?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Every
Canada
other
seems...
country but America, we're the only country that cries about police brutality.
Well,
it really is silly when you look at this whole Black Lives Matter
let's
thing.
Let's move over to a story related to that. Chicago police.
Oh my God, Canada, I was making that joke there. Yeah. But every other country, yes.
Chicago police body camera didn't record cops' fatal shooting of teen in the back. Footage from a police dash camera and body camera helped lead to the swift sidelining of three officers involved in the latest fatal shooting of Chicago police. But officials acknowledged Monday that the shooting itself was not captured on video. Police spokesman Anthony, whatever.
That's tampering, 100%.
Yeah. Because here's what I've read the story. Here's what it is. There was three cops. Three of them had body cameras, and they all claim that all three were malfunctioning.
Yeah, that's tampering.
100%. And the kid was shot in the back, back of the head.
Ooh.
Police have expended a projectile, blah, 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 blah. Whatever the reasons of failure to capture O'Neill's shooting shows technology won't be what it's hoped for. People, hopes, and expectations have gotten a little exaggerated.
Yeah, that's an open shut case of dirty cop work. 100%. Definitely.
Two officers had opened fire at O'Neill while he was still in the Jaguar, according to police.
It's pronounced Jaguar.
The Jaguar. A police Jaguar. Dashboard camera captured one of the officers firing his weapon of sorts. Said a third officer who had been in the vehicle struck by the Jaguar gave chase to O'Neill, fled on foot, and fatally shot him. Based on preliminary review, police don't believe the officer intentionally disabled the body camera, sources said. Based on preliminary review, police don't. So the police don't think the police did anything wrong.
Of course.
That's.
I mean, dude, when you have. So three body cams and one car cam all malfunction at the same time.
It happens. Maybe lightning.
That's. Okay, look, I'm a reasonable human being. We have had quite a few fights on this show as far as cops or anything like that goes. But even I can see that and go, yeah, they're fucking crooked.
Here's a little bit. Yeah,
it's a great, great gift there, Ian. That's.
We have also heard that the police department or the police took off their body cams or disconnected them. Either way, brand new cameras in the age of GoPro that do not work, when all of a sudden there is a police shooting where they execute a kid in the back of the head who is unarmed. How convenient that they don't work. If there is not a cover up here, I don't know where there is.
The thing is like the balls of them. But I guess they figure even if they could only accuse them of being a cover up, the video must have shown something worse.
Now, this is going to take Rodney King like legs, and it's going to, and it should, because that's 100% dirty nonsense.
One of the cops is quoted as saying, I don't know what happened. Maybe you could speak to my manager about it. Right. Maybe he knows something about GoPro, you know?
Look,
we should be suing GoPro for not doing the GoPro job of being, you know, professionals and stuff.
And going.
Because I was on the go, but it was no pro.
And it's like, the thing is with these things, and Dutch, I know me and you sometimes have arguments, but for the most part, I like to think we're reasonable. I've sat there and I've said, you know, you can't fucking just shoot cops. That's some bullshit. And I'll also say, look, I think this is fucked up. And we might agree, disagree. But the other problem with these two political parties is that if you're a Republican, you have to love 100% of police officers and they're awesome and they do nothing wrong. And if you're a liberal, you have to say police officers are all evil and all they want to do is shoot and kill people. And the thing is,
or you can be the third option, exactly, who are intelligent, reasonable human beings like the three of us on the show and be libertarian and be like, hey, let me actually assess what's happening. And then go that way.
Let's go on case-by-case basis. But the problem with that is that it never works, you know, because everybody... That's the weird part is, like, there's not even objectional thinking anymore. It's aside. Like, it's like there's two football teams, and that's it. You're one fan of the other.
No, there's one football team, and it's called the Philadelphia Eagles. The rest of you are scrubs who beat the shit out of us every year.
I don't want no scrubs.
Uh-uh. give me another story. Give me a happier story, Marie.
Let's be happy here. I don't want to get into political talk. It feels like we've been doing that a lot lately, and I know the listeners are getting tired of it.
Did you give me a happy story? Let's see. I don't know if this one's happy or not. It sounds positive. Woman live streams boss asking her to perform sex act so she can leave early.
What?
Okay, hold on. Then I need to play that because it's a video.
Oh.
Well, I'll get it, though.
Okay.
I'll read the title again.
That's a very happy story.
Woman live streams boss asking her to perform sex act so she can leave early.
This is the girl right here.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
All right. Well, let's play the video.
I love that she live streams. Okay.
Let's look at a couple things. This is the girl. This is the woman.
Uh-huh.
Very pretty.
Pretty cute, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of
this. This is the boss.
Ooh.
He looks like a Pokemon.
Oh,
his head looks exactly like a potato.
Very egg-like.
Mr. Potato Head.
He's been eating eggs his whole life.
All right, let's play this.
Yeah, very
potato. What am I doing?
I can ask my friend if they have a condom.
Nah, no, let me change
that. Whoa, hold on. Was that the girl speaking?
Yeah, that girl sounds like
that girl's a guy.
Let's back this
that
up.
That might not be the girl.
Let's back it up.
That doesn't sound right.
Apparently it says if you don't want a condom, if you don't want a condom, I wouldn't mind a blowjob.
Maybe it was a voice alteration. Because she's a 21-year-old.
Unless
here's what it says.
If audio was slowed down, that is a man speaking.
Well, let me read it.
Sends there.
It says, if I don't do sexual stuff, I have to stay until 1 o'clock. She can be heard to say, yeah, but that doesn't look like a man. It looks like a woman.
Dude, the surgeries you got.
Are you not going to play the Austin Powers clip? Seriously?
He's been teeing it up for you to just knock it out.
Austin Powers.
That's a man, baby.
I don't know if I have it.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
I don't have it. Wow, that's the one clip I don't have.
I can ask my friend if they have a condom.
I can ask my friend if they had a condom. I'm a pretty girl.
Dude, is that really a woman? Look, I understand this guy's a piece of shit. That's fine. The guy's a piece of shit. But we're not going to argue that.
In the age of everybody going like, a 21-year-old girl. Come on.
Hold on, let's play it.
It's fine.
Let's play it.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just, let's be honest here.
Maybe. We'll see. Let's see.
White ass Brent says he looks like a pistachio.
It's very funny, Brent. All right.
Nah, no, let me cheese.
figure in after that, by 9 o'clock, it is after 9. No, take that long air, so I will do what I'm going to do.
Kind of uncomfortable. Has not my condom.
Yeah, but I mean, no one.
Jesus, what the fuck did they leap out?
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah, you know, like when he kiss me.
Oh, I gotta kiss you too.
Well, I don't know if you like, but
I don't know if you like. If you like, you kiss me. Okay.
Right, let me show you, baby. That ain't no woman. It's a man, man.
Thank you. Fuck it. Timing is everything.
I don't have the button. I actually had to search for it.
Oh, you want to kiss
me? Yeah, I mean, you can see and then you can get in a mood.
All right.
You know what it sounds like?
So a Mexican and a tranny walk into a car.
You know what it sounds like? You know that the Asian comedian from Mad TV that always played the
He looking like a man.
Yeah.
Sounds
like that.
Okay, hold on.
What's that guy's name from Mad TV?
Bobby Lee.
No, he looked like a man.
Oh, Miss Swan. That was actually a girl who played it.
No, yo, everything I saw, everything.
That's Lois Griffin.
I mean the man who robbed this place today.
Okay.
What did he look like?
Yeah, okay, he looked like a man.
Mad TV was very funny, man. It didn't get enough credit, I think.
That's pretty racy too. Like, because you can't do accents of people anymore. Like, it's.
I mean, Mad TV was so good. Amy Schumer completely just stole fucking bits from it. So.
We would drive around and then I'll think about it.
I figure this is the spot, and then after I can just drop you off, we like go back, kind of pick you up in. By 9 o'clock, 9:05, I drop you off by Macy's and on your way. And I will just stay out on the road to at least 10:30 to the when I boss it, whatever. I just okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna play this little video. I can't. But
first of all, he's not the Potato Head guy. Isn't doing anything that harassing.
Oh, speaking. Hold on.
Dealers out there, Dutch, and the guy was just leading them on.
Dutch, speaking of the Daily Beast, Miss Myho, a transgendered woman.
There it is.
Said the universe was look, and we didn't even know she was. We said she looked good because she did. We're not gonna lie, she looks good. That's a good one.
Right, but she needs to get the surgery done on her fucking voice box.
What are you talking about? Would you turn down a blowjob from this hot number?
My voice is slower than Dutch's, and that's hard. Mersh sounds like a pussy to my voice.
I don't understand why you have to shame people. This doesn't make sense. I thought he would do basically anything to me. I felt my power was stripped away from me.
What power do you have? You're a man, baby.
He has the power of love, I'll tell you that.
The video, which was taken July 22nd, had over 197,000 views. Mostly of people masturbating. McConaughey decided to remove it following the victim blaming backlash online in which she was called a prostitute.
Of course that happened.
Here's what happened is that she was sitting there she was sitting there trying to like negotiate a price and he wasn't giving her any price. He was like, well, just do this for fun. And she's like, look at my boss not paying me. He's shaming me.
Well, that's what it said. It was her boss.
The article, if you read down, did say Miss Myho is a transgender woman. Point.
Did you not hear what I said?
Yeah, I already read that, Marie. Where's the beef?
No, I know, but you didn't say it came from that article. I thought you looked it up somewhere
else. I said, speaking of the Daily Beast, Miss Myho is a transgendered woman.
Okay, well, the article was from metro.co.uk, so that's why I thought you looked it up somewhere else when you said the Daily Beast.
Look, are you reading it?
Oh, is what was written?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, because I was looking at the URL and it was the metro.co.uk.
Yeah, you both are assholes right now.
You're an asshole!
I'm such a pretty woman. I don't understand why you wouldn't let me off.
Come on, honey.
Dude, I understand. Look, I'm not going to fucking become all fucking PC now. That's a fucking...
Right, but look, if you're going to transition, we're allowed to comment on your awful voice. I would comment on anybody's awful voice. How many times have we yelled at like reporters for having the whole, hey, Larry, thanks for coming to the, you know what I mean? Like,
can I say though, let's look at the picture here.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't hear her voice, Dutch, would you let her blow you?
Even if I did hear her voice, I'd let her blow me.
Okay, me too. I wanted to say the same thing. I just don't want to be embarrassed. Yeah, I'd let her blow me. Why not?
We'll all let her blow us.
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's one picture, though. Like, I mean, like, everybody takes great selfies. Like, let's see what she actually looks like.
Okay, hold on. That's what I'm looking.
Anything more her?
That sounds like a good song. Everyone takes great selfies.
I'm trying to find a better picture.
It, oh, there's a few on the top there.
She,
there you go.
She's got a real big chest.
Still pretty good. That's
okay. So she went out of her way to get the surgery done. So she obviously feels like a woman. That's fine.
Man, I feel like a woman. This is her. There's another picture of her.
In a Sephora.
You would have to let her, right? Dude, she looks good.
Let's go, girls.
Anyways,
I'm going out tonight, hit on by my boss, but I want to leave work early. Gotta find a condo, do some
like my balls.
I give up.
All right, enough. Enough.
I give up.
Too manly.
Enough. No more of this.
The best thing about being a woman is having
my voice changed, done. Oh, we're still back.
Oh, it's not yet. We're not in that part yet.
Did I ever say on air that I once heard that Shania Twain was a vegetarian, and to get her fat content, she had to drink olive oil, and like I was.
That sounds like the worst story to read on air.
I was fixated on that as a kid. I'm like, she she would drink olive oil to get her nutrition in because she was a vegetarian. So then I tried to put a little olive oil in a spoon and just drink it, and I gagged so fucking hard.
Yeah, you don't thought you...
Olive oil with nothing else is abysmal.
That's not the correct type of fat content, though.
I had to try it. I was like...
Turn it up a bit,
though. She drinks olive oil.
Man, I feel like a woman. I
feel like such a woman. Look at my unshaved patch. Well, I gotta kind of tuck it back these days, but it's still a patch.
Look at my reverse dick.
I'm faking us. I'm gonna whip my wiener out.
I like it.
I'm working my voice still, guys. Girls, ladies, who are we talking to?
All right, you can lower it.
See, theconversation.com says, drink a glass of olive oil every day, the Mediterranean way to live a long life. Gross. Seriously.
That's a Greek weird thing to do.
Is John on? I see John's in the chat.
John, what are you doing?
Yeah, he is.
Well, why don't you get him on the fucking phone?
Oh, fucking right then.
Not Jiggy Marie. That's not Jiggy at all.
I know it's not. I'm sorry.
Let's get him on.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Oh, look who decided to do a radio show.
Why did it take so long? Hold on. Here it is.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Sanzar, you're looking pretty hot across the bar there with your hairy chest. My balls are pretty hairy, too. You want to see them?
Sure.
Were you listening before?
No.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about a transgender woman. So.
Anywho's. All right.
Jinx.
Let's do one. I want one more story here before we go to break.
Una más, por favor.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a nice another.
Yeah, actually, sorry.
This is the local story.
Oh, wait. How local?
Orlando.
Like Florida?
It's
Orlando.
Everyone from Florida is
Take the spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet. And why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
You're so hairy like a bear.
That was satisfying.
Orlando.
This is the game, Doug!
Well, let me tell a quick little backstory.
Okay. What's the backstory?
There was this very famous flamingo called Pinky the Flamingo that lived in Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida.
That's why I had Pinky and the Brain stuck in my head earlier.
That is correct. So that was Pinky the Dancing Flamingo. It was a flamingo that would dance around and have fun.
Oh, this sounds adorable.
Yeah, look, here's a video of him dancing, I believe. Here you go.
Oh, my God, I want him. Look at him. There's his little flip. flippity floppers.
I'm pondering what I'm pondering.
Would you say this is the new Mr. 305?
Well, no, because Orlando.
I'm in intense pain, Pinky.
Orlando man accused of attacking and killing Pinky the Flamingo.
Hey, why? God! This is even better than a DuckTales episode, Brian!
No!
A family trip to Busch Garden has resulted in a father going to jail after he allegedly attacked Pinky the Dancing Flamingo.
No, why?
Because of the Flamingo's injuries, he had to be put down.
No, why?
At 6:44 p.m. Tuesday, Joseph Anthony Carrara, 45, was with his mother, brother, and three teenage children. At Busch Gardens, Jumbo Junction Animal Viewing Area for a while when, for some reason, he allegedly reached out to the animal pen, picked up a flamingo. He set the flamingo down uninjured.
I shall have to hurt you.
He set down the flamingo uninjured, police said, but then he picked up a second flamingo and he told him to leave the flamingos alone. Witnesses told police that Carl then threw the second bird later. Identified as Pinky the Dancing Flamingo to the ground, which led to
several. Reading this very, I can't follow anything right now. Like,
what was he trying to do? Play croquet?
Did he pick up the what?
He picked up a flamingo, the Pinky the Flamingo. He reached over and grabbed the flamingo, and then he threw the flamingo, which led to
the cops are there with guns drawn.
There was like, there was no cops with guns drawn.
Okay, because. You said police said, I don't know. Whoever wrote this is an asshole.
Okay. Witnesses told police that Carraro then threw the second bird, later identified as Pinky the Dancing Flamingo, okay, to the ground.
I threw that flamingo to the ground.
Which nearly led to severing the bird's foot.
Oh, no.
Hardy said that because of the excessive force of the attack, the flamingo had to be euthanized. Pinky was immediately transported to the park's animal care. Veterinarians made a decision to euthanize him. The man accused of attacking Pinky was detained at park security and arrested by Tampa police. Carraro was charged with aggravated cruelty to animals, a felony, and there's the video.
I will not stand for the fact this article does not explain why he got angry and threw the birds. The quote just says, for some reason.
Okay, I blame the flamingo for being that trusting. Because my dog knows when I'm mad at it and I can't catch him when he shits in the house. So for this flamingo to let some drunk Hispanic guy grab him and smash him into the ground, Darwin's theory.
No,
Pinky's never gonna dance again. Wasted chance, he got no reason. And he lost his severed foot. They had to put him down.
The weird places your brain takes a left turn at when we're talking about stories is always fun for me.
Well, he's never going to dance again.
I get it. Why? That one.
All right, give me another one.
Because he's a dancing flamingo and he's dead, so he's never going to dance again. What? Of course it makes sense. But why did Carrero get so angry at the flamingos? Why did he need to throw one?
Because he's homophobic.
And then another one. What were the flamingos taunting him? Was he trying to dance and the flamingos were dancing better? And they said, fuck you, flamingos.
They were dancing their forbidden dance and he got a little chubby and he's like, shut up, man, I'm not gay.
Make you angry.
Get away from me, fucking fag flamingo. You're right, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. He was repressing the gay.
Mm-hmm. You don't
Why
do
you gotta
that.
Be so pink, huh?
Yep.
Pink so gay.
Are flamingos like the symbol for like the animal, spirit animal for gays?
I don't believe so.
Is it bears?
No.
Or peacock.
Peacock sounds more beautiful. I would go with that.
Well, flamingos are beautiful too.
Yeah, they are, but they stand on one foot, which is weird.
Is it that weird, though?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? What, do you have a planner's wart? I don't want to see that. Get out of here, flamingo. Fucking sick of flamingos.
They're like ballerinas.
Are they?
Yeah.
Or yoga. They're yogis.
No, they're fucking birds with crooked heads. You know what? Fuck flamingos and fuck manatees. That's what I say.
You just think that they're always looking down on you because their nose curves down.
No, it's
not
even that.
They're not looking down at you. That's just the way that their beaks are.
I'm fucking sick of them. I'm sick of flamingos. I'm sick of most animals that are native to Florida.
I don't know why. Flamingos are very majestic.
No, they're not. Majestic is a wrong
they're
word.
Majestic.
I will say cute.
I'm fine. With Royce on
Have
this
you
one.
Seen like, them like walk in like a group?
Oh, yeah. They're amazing. How do you not like flamingos?
Flamingos walking in a group looks like a bunch of Asian businessmen going to work.
Yes.
For
yes,
real. Yes, let me yes, see if I can yes. tell that. Flamingos walking. God damn it.
You gotta pull up the GIF. It's hilarious.
Oh, we've all seen it, but.
Yeah. Here we go.
It's a lonely life. But that's why flamingos come here. With the place all to themselves, they have the privacy to dance.
the pants flute?
Look at them. See what I mean? Asian businessmen.
Yes.
Hi.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do?
No. Yes. No. No.
Let me do today.
No.
This is how they choose their mates.
Sun. Look at the sun. Sun. Everybody's looking at the sun.
They're adorable.
They're not. Look at that fucking.
That's amazing.
What an idiot group of animals.
No, they're so special.
They're not special. Yes.
Tell you one thing, that, special. A group of birds of that magnitude, I don't want to fuck with
these
them.
These are Chilean flamingos. But wherever there are flamingos,
they have more passion than the Florida flamingos.
Fuck the
newly arrived surgeons, Drs. Trowbridge and Greenbaum.
This is what it looks like.
Doctor? Doctor?
Here, I'll mute it.
Doctor?
I'll mute it.
Doctor?
I?
Doctor?
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 That's
doctor?
So
doctor?
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 Doctor? Doctor? And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
let's go to break, Marie. We'll be back.
Exactly. Them.
We're done with flamingos. Go to break.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, boys and girls, do you like movies? Do you like talking about movies and giving your opinion about every little thing that makes you mad and happy and excited and pissed off? Well, Chris Whetton?
Yes, sir.
I like talking about movies, and I like talking about movies with you. Listen to the Untitled Movie Podcast exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Do you like weed? What about circles? How about numbers? If all three of these things are what you want to hear on the radio, then you got to check out 360 on 420. It's all in the title. You got your 360 circles, You got 420 weeds, and those are all numbers. 360 on 420. Check them out. Weed Circles numbers time. Sundays and Wednesdays at 11. Two shows per week. Two shows per week. All
right, stop.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one,
the old promo,
it has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're gonna
edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in, like, you know, $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're exercising?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. Let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poose Poose.
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
And so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Don't get up, because I have here 2 tickets for tonight's Holyfield bullfight, and I would like to bring you.
Let me see him. That's great. Let me see him. Let me see him. Come on, Hank. Let me see. This is... These are vitamins.
Please invite me to your party. I don't have any tickets. There are no tickets.
I was just going to invite you when you came in.
Hey now. Well, I accept.
Welcome back. Second hour. Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. This is also the Floozies, I believe.
No, this is Grizz.
Oh, this is Grizz. Sorry. Grizz. Also very good. And also very good because I know YouTube won't give me shit because Grizz is cool about his music.
That's the coolest part.
954-573-2780 for those people that still use that part of their telephone. If you want to get in contact with the show.
What's a telephone?
The thing you check your Twitter messages and Facebook messages on. And
what's
also
Twitter?
Twitter was a thing that used to exist on the internet where you people were allowed to say things.
Oh, is that like Pokemon Go and Snapchat?
Right, Pokemon Go and Snapchat. That's pretty much what the world is now, right?
Yep.
All right, do we want to...
No.
Okay, go ahead. Read the next story then.
Well, wait, what was your question going to be?
My question was, speaking of Pokemon Go, after Pokemon Go players knock on his door, man files a suit.
Against?
Well, let's read here. San Francisco. A New Jersey man is going to federal court to keep...
San Francisco treat.
A New Jersey man is going to federal court to keep Pokemon Go players off his lawn.
You kids get on my lawn!
Jeffrey Martyr of West Orange says strangers...
His name is Martyr?
Mm-hmm. Says that strangers began lingering outside of his home after the popular game was released last month. After at least five people knocked on his door and asked to get into his backyard to catch Pokemon. Placed there virtually
by
the game.
What does he have in his house?
According to a lawsuit filed in federal court in California, the suit against game makers Niantic, Nintendo Company, and the Pokemon Company seeks class action status for others who have had Pokemon stops and gyms placed on their property. The lawsuit
says... So he
had
a Pokestop.
Right.
That would be obnoxious if just for whatever reason you had one of those in your backyard.
The lawsuit says defendants have shown a flagrant disregard for the foreseeable consequences of the popular real world of virtual Pokemon without seeking permission of the owners. Spokespeople for the companies were immediately available to comment. Weren't immediately available to comment on the suit. J.C. Smith, the Pokemon Company's consumer marketing director, told the Associated Press last week that the company is updating the augmented reality game so it remains fun for players but respects the real world. The location of where game provides virtual rewards for players who visit real sites designated as Pokestops in the game. Several locations, such as the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park in Japan and the Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C., have asked to be removed. Niantic offers an online form to request exclusions, but changes to the game are not automatic.
I can see that being problematic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want somebody ringing my doorbell every 2 seconds to get into my backyard. That can be obnoxious.
Freezing?
For sure.
Yeah, that's freezing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Because especially if you have a Pokestop or like there's a Pikachu that's sitting outside your backyard, it's going to happen.
Well, apparently Nintendo, we all talked about a Nintendo stock went up to like $7 billion, something ridiculous. Because
I caught a Raichu yesterday in a drive-thru.
Fuck you, man. I was trying to catch a Pikachu at the Guns N' Roses concert, but he ran away.
I got him.
Yeah, Marie got him.
No, I got the highest form of Pikachu.
Yeah, I know. I know what a Raichu is.
And I nicknamed him Ray Ray.
I like it.
You could call me Ray or you could call me Jay.
Nintendo stock went up to like $7 billion, but then they had to say, look, we don't own 100% of this Pokemon game. Like Niantic is this other company, and then the Pokemon company is a different company. Like Nintendo owns a little bit of it, so their stock went back down. Not by, you know, it's still higher than it was before, but they don't own 100% of this game, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, they own part of it. I think I was watching a thing on it, and the Pokemon Go game was designed... Initially, there was a game called Ingress where people were like made these portals at like different locations, and that was Niantic, that company, and then they gave the technology or teamed up with Nintendo and the Pokemon Company to make the game. I think is how it ended up working out.
So no one has control over Pokemon Go, full control.
No, I mean I'm sure.
Does that mean it's self aware? Is it Skynet? Is Pokemon Go Skynet?
It's mind control.
Ooh. Okay, why don't you read the next story, Mary?
Well, there's another Pokemon Go story that you had up, so I figured we could just jump to that one. Well, which is
it a Pokemon Go story or a Pokemon ghost story? Because it sounded like you said Pokemon ghost story.
Well, that would be pretty cool, but it's just the Go form.
This is a more fun story, actually. Go ahead.
Governor Cuomo orders Pokemon Go prohibition for sex offenders on parole. For sex offenders in New York, it will be...
What?
Hold on. For sex offenders in New York, it will be Pokemon No Go.
Ew!
Yay!
Governor Cuomo Sunday ordered that the state make it a condition of parole for sex offenders that they stay away from Pokemon Go and similar interactive games, the Daily News has
learned. How would you police that? How would you monitor that?
The State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision is barring all registered sex offenders under supervision from downloading, accessing, or playing such internet gaming activities under the directive. Roughly 3,000 predators currently on state parole will be immediately impacted, state officials said.
Why would that game be the one game they're not allowed to play?
Because you could find stuffs where children are
approaching. Yeah, but they're allowed to be on Facebook and they could talk to everybody in the world there. Like, what's the difference? It's
because on Facebook, you're internet bullying, but Pokemon Go, you can actually congregate where children are going
to
be.
Yeah,
at.
But they could do that anyway without the app. Like, they could do that without, right. They could walk up to that same area with never playing Pokemon. No, like, the app doesn't make it easier to fuck kids, I don't think.
If you prevent...
Yeah, Chris Hansen proved that.
If you prevent sexual predators from playing Pokemon Go, it will erase all rape from the world, period.
And first off, if I've learned anything, it's only Arnold Schwarzenegger or Tommy Glover that could kill a sexual predator. Because they
That's
have
a
that.
Regular predator.
Are you sure?
It's regular
Are
predator.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Which is your daddy and what does he do?
Which is the one that explodes with the
Another pervert that just want the doll.
Yeah.
That's predator.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Okay.
That's predator.
First off, I didn't say do every Arnold Schwarzenegger impression from every movie.
Ooh, do every Arnold Schwarzenegger impression from every movie.
Get to the chopper. No. Listen to me now.
Okay.
Or that.
Anything else on this Pokemon no-go story?
The state will also be sending guidance to the counties around the state that supervise another 5,000 lower-level convicted sex offenders.
Hello.
Using
you've reached Arnold's Pizza Shop.
Let's see here. There's a quote here from Cuomo. Protecting New York's children is a priority.
I'm out here now and out killing pepperoni.
is priority number one, and as technology evolves, we must ensure these advances don't become new avenues for dangerous predators to prey on new victims.
Oh God!
These actions will provide safeguards for the players of these augmented reality games and help one or more tool away from these seeking to harm to our children.
Again, whether they have the app or not. They can walk to the same place.
Yeah, but without the app, they won't know where the stops are.
You know, it really is comforting to know that the governor of a state that has three professional football teams, that this is what he's doing with his time.
I don't know.
Nothing else.
I don't get it.
It just says,
I don't think it's
it. Just says if sex offenders are caught playing the game in New York, it would be a violation of the terms of their parole. And Royce, you said it yourself. It is so easy to catch people that are playing Pokemon Go. You can watch them. Like, you'd be like, that guy's playing it.
Yeah, you that guy's playing last it. Night?
What
I
happened?
I was walking, dude. There's a park like, you know, half a block down from where we live. And I was walking, dude, and I was playing, you know, Pokemon Go, because like in parks, that's usually like where most of them congregate. And there's a whole shitload of stops and gyms in that area. Mm-hmm. I had two different cars of people go, are you Pokemon hunting? I'm like, shamefully, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, but other people that play the game, like, will honk at you and wave and be like, yeah, Pokemon. Like, they get excited.
Right.
It's not anything to be embarrassed about.
Well, just sort of. I'm like, I'm...
What if Pokemon Go is actually what creates peace in the world?
That's...
Peace
you know
among
what?
Worlds?
Is Pokemon Go the instigator for world peace?
It may be. I wouldn't use the word instigator. That sounds aggressive.
No, it's
but then
aggressively
again, you're
demanding
constantly
peace.
Fighting with other Pokemon trainers? Is that the word you say?
Hold on. Maria's aggressively peaceful, Dutch. All right?
Yes. Yeah.
She is aggressively peaceful.
I am taking great measures to force people into a peaceful society.
I will punch peace right into your face.
I will peace all over your children.
Nothing magical about it. Why more millennials are putting off sex?
Why?
Sam Wei, a 26-year-old financial analyst.
An Asian who can't have sex.
And not to be confused with Amway.
No.
Has
not had sex.
Has had a Sam sandwich.
Okay. Go ahead and go ham sandwich. She has not had sex since her last relationship ended 18 months ago. She makes out with guys sometimes, and she likes to cuddle. Oh, good. So you get blue balls. You sound great.
A fatso?
Nope. Just Asian.
She's not ugly.
Oh, come on.
She's not ugly.
She's not ugly. She's just Asian.
Okay, well then,
she's not a frumpy.
So she speaks for an entire generation of people not having sex because she doesn't like, because her pussy's too tight? Like, what's her problem?
To me, there's more intimacy with having having with somebody than the next. You
want me to read it?
Yes, please. This is not written well. Thank you. Go ahead.
To me, there's...
That's a good wife right there.
Thank you, baby.
My man's struggling. You want me to read it?
Thank you, baby.
To me, there's more intimacy with having someone there next to you that you can rely on without having to have sex.
See?
She said,
boom.
I don't want to do anything that would harm the relationship and be something that we can't come back from. You're okay. Right. Having
Everyone
sex would harm the relationship.
Everyone has gone through this period at one point. Like, this isn't a millennial thing. This is just people who fuck too much who want a relationship.
Yep. Instead, Wei finds intellectual conversation more stimulating and more pleasurable.
She sounds horrible,
She's
though.
She's such a nerd.
It's every other girl ever, though. Guys even go through that, where you're like, I'm tired of banging. I just want a relationship. Like, this isn't anything new.
Oh, you're like, that's the 30 mantra. Like, I'm tired of being 20 and having to have sex right on date one. Like, can we just talk? Can we just talk for like 5 seconds?
This isn't... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
Read it.
Oh, well.
That's what I meant.
I was interested in what you had to say, but
I was not.
Okay. She finds intellectual conversation more stimulating and more pleasurable than having sex at times.
Boo.
I'm just tired of more of... I'm just kind of more of a rational person.
No,
I like
not.
To make sure it makes sense before I dive into it. It's not a very sexy time to be young, despite millennials' reputation as bedhoppers frolicking like the characters in Girls.
Ugly?
A study published Tuesday in the Journal Archives of Sexual Behavior, which I didn't know was a thing.
Wait, read that again. The Journal what?
The Journal Archives of Sexual Behavior.
Is it
I'm a contributing writer. You didn't know about this?
No.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I've been published like 85 times.
Wow, that's crazy.
85 times, you
85.
Say?
That's weird.
Is that for every sexual behavior you do?
No, it's all the... I write a lot about this kind of stuff.
Tell me more.
I'm very well published. I'm well known. In the That's sexual nice. Behavior blog
archives.
Sphere.
What's the name of the blog?
What Marie said.
The Archives of Sexual Behavior.
No, that one.
Okay, I thought it had a cool nickname.
It's a journal.
I guess it doesn't have what you call improv. Go ahead.
It
was called Dutch's Sexual Exploits Journal, and then we were like, we should give it like a sexier name.
It used to be called Red Shoe Diaries. They actually made a show on it on HBO.
I know. Everybody's ripping me off here.
David Duchovny played Dutch's character, actually, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Also in X-Files, also Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of David Duchovny, which made me think of David Duchovny, which made me think of my next joke that I haven't made a Photoshop yet, so someone will make it for me. Well, I was watching Stranger Things, and the first character, the only character that anyone knows, is Winona Ryder, and I thought of Winona Ryder, Winona Passenger. So can someone get Winona Ryder riding a bike and then someone get Winona Ryder riding in the passenger seat of a car
Perfect.
And do that for
get
me?
Get that done.
Thank you.
Or if you can get Winona Ryder driving a motorcycle with one of those side cart things.
Oh, even better.
Even better.
Do you really think that that's ever happened? Like, that would be really lucky. Like, that would
if
be really
can
lucky.
Find it, it's our listeners.
Yep. Anyways, back to the study from the Journal Archives of Sexual Behaviors.
That I help write?
Yes. Finds that younger millennials born in the 1990s are more than twice as likely to be sexually inactive in their early 20s than previous generations, and more likely even than older millennials were at the same age.
That sucks for them.
Probably because they're all so fucking antisocial.
Yeah, but then the problem is with people that don't have... Yeah, that's true, because they're on their phone all the time. And the other problem is...
Playing Pokemon Go, not having sex.
For the people... And that's why all the sexual molesters are taking all the people, because no one's paying attention. Oh, my God! Kumo's right! There's a problem! Oh, my God.
For radon, I accidentally got backdoored.
Jesus. Recent research also shows that overall millennial people born between the early 1980s and 2000 have fewer sexual partners than the baby boomers in Generation X immediately preceding them. Granted, the vast majority of young adults are still having sex, but an increasing number appear to be standing on the sidelines.
Delaying sex is not necessarily bad, experts.
Yes, it is. But you don't have it. You have one life. So when you don't have it when you're young, when you get older, it's.
I thought you had one love.
It's going to become this weird, weird thing. And then you act out. And then you're like punching babies is the only way to get off. Like, you don't want that. Fucking have sex and get the poison out. When you don't get the poison out, it makes your life worse. Sorry, go ahead.
Being intentional about when to have sex can lead to stronger relationships in the long run. The trend may also reflect women feeling more empowered to say no. Says Stephanie Kuntz. Director of Research at the Council on Contemporary Families. As people have gotten much more accepting of all sorts of forms of consensual sex, they've also... Wait, there's forms of consensual sex?
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah, mouth stuff, butt stuff.
Oh, I was going to say, there's only one kind of form of consensual sex, and that's when you say, yes, I consent.
Yes, sure, go ahead, put it in there.
Because the other form is, no, I don't consent. All right.
Well, there's a vast array of genders, and there's a vast array of consent.
I guess so. They've also gotten more picky about, do they have like consent cakes, like baby cakes, where the frosting covers up if it's a boy or a girl,
but it's really
a red or a green where you have to cut the cake to say yes or no to if you want to have sex?
Jesus.
Let's start making consensual cakes.
We haven't had sex yet. We're going to have a reveal party, everybody.
Oh, we don't want to know. We don't want to know.
Invite the parents over to the consensual sex.
And, oh no, it's red.
Okay, then the guy's like, you know, I drove all the way out here from Philly, right? Like, you know.
But I do love red velvet.
Like,
you could
have called me or texted me and I wouldn't have come out
but
here.
But you wouldn't have had cake.
I'm having this party in the first place.
I have diabetes. You know I can't eat cake. So this is really.
It's a vegan cake.
I don't like this.
You said it was a reveal party. You didn't tell me. I just figured.
Yeah. Oh, you thought I was going to reveal my body? No, I was going to reveal this cake.
Here's a question.
No, I won't have sex with you.
Here's a question. Why did you invite my entire family to this? Like, you're just embarrassing me in front of my family.
Because it's a party, and I don't want to eat all this reveal cake on my own.
No, seriously. You actually invited ex-girlfriends, which humiliates me more.
Is it bad if I take my six-pack with me? Like, nobody's opened it up yet.
Nobody likes Sam Adams, right? I'm taking it. Is that fine?
I'm just going to take it. Is that all right? All right. I know you're supposed to leave the beer you bring.
This is a really weird party. Can I have the Oktoberfest?
All right.
No. Before you go?
Seriously, my Uber's almost here. I got to go. I got to go.
All right. Well, come back next Friday. Uh-huh. We'll have another review.
No. Taking his watermelon, too.
I'm not seeing you again. I don't think you understand. I don't want your cake. Please leave me alone.
No, I don't understand how you don't understand how this is weird.
Yeah. But you get to text me. I would have been way better if you would have texted me.
Wait, is Maul saying we did this bit? Did we do this bit? No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
I remember you guys did a bit on that years ago. I don't remember that.
A reveal cake?
What was the bit?
Dude, maybe. She might be right.
No.
So many years. But
I'm the archiver of this shit. I'll tell you right now, no.
You're only the archiver of sexual behavior, sir.
That's right.
Yeah, and I also thought you were an inventor.
And honestly, John is the historian of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
That's true, correct? And Dutch, you're the treasurer, I believe, if I remember correctly.
I am the treasurer of the Itty Bitty
Titty Committee. It is a committee and we take it seriously. We here at the Itty Bitty Titty Committee believe that all titties, even itty bitty ones, have a say.
Next week on the Itty Bitty Titty Committee's agenda, we're going to have a reveal party.
Oh, God.
We're actually going to have an Itty Bitty Titty Committee Little Ditty.
Oh, no.
About Jack and Diane?
Yes.
That's what I named my tits.
Is that why one's bigger than the other?
Yes, that's why.
Right.
All right. Was there more to this story? Because I really stopped caring. It's a lot of words.
Okay, she's not saying anything that nobody hasn't gone through at one point where they want to stop fucking and start having a relationship. For her to sit there and say that her entire generation is feeling that.
But Dutch,
Pepsi, look at anyone else ever.
But Dutch, Pepsi is the choice of a new generation.
It is.
So you didn't think about that, did you? Fucking smart guy.
No, I did.
I scrolled down a little bit because half of this was boring, but they're basically just chalking up to millennials have been called the most cautious generation.
Yeah, no, I believe that. They're a bunch of fucking babies.
The first to grow up with car seats and bike helmets. The first to not allowed to walk to school or go to the playground alone.
Always having the internet.
The sense of caution sometimes manifests itself as heightened awareness of emotional pitfalls. For example, many young people speak despairingly of the messy emotional state of love and lust. The generation has also grown up in an age where it's possible to inflict suffering in ways that are both hidden and horrifyingly in public, such as cyberbullying or posting compromising pictures online.
Oh my God.
Blah, 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 blah. Wine. Just fucking have sex.
Look, how about participation trophies? Fucking had that growing up.
First off, here, no, you fuck, go fuck. Go fuck, you millennials. Please have sex. Sex is good. Go have it. You'll be better. You'll be better. But maybe you'll whine less. Maybe less things will hurt you. If you listen, if you can take a dick up the ass, your feelings are not going to be hurt. That's what you do. Every millennial, take a dick up your ass. Yes.
Here's the thing is that like everybody likes to generalize millennials. It's only the ones who are the vocal ones on the internet that everybody generalizes.
That's true.
Believe me, as a guy who, before I met Kelsey, fucked a lot of millennials.
Right.
They're not, the majority of them are as cunty as people will assume. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just as fucking weird and messed up as the rest of us are. It's just the vocal ones where everybody's like, okay, bam, that's that generation.
Bam.
All right, Marie, you want to read the Comcast one? Because I know you wanted to get to that one.
Right quick before I do that, I just posted the link in the chat.
Right click.
Right quick.
Right quick.
Right click. What are I supposed to press?
Whoa, okay, what's this?
Apparently, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry were getting all nude on their date, and somebody
what's up with his mustache?
I don't know. It's a hipster mustache.
No, it might be for a role, too, dude.
Orlando Bloom and Onion?
Yep.
His onion is definitely blooming.
So he's naked.
I didn't know that they were together.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Good for those two.
She looks like she's doing... No! In that photo, but he's all naked.
Is there a picture of the uncensored? I want to see how big his dick is.
I don't know.
Is it weird that I'm thinking that too? I'm like, I want to see his penis.
Yeah, you're curious, right?
I want to know what
know how big her clit is.
Okay, John. All right. I want to know who's the fucking paparazzi that doesn't leave them alone, though. Like, I'm glad that I saw that photo, but I'm sad for them that they can't have a romantic nude paddleboard.
Well, here's the
experience.
Thing is that he probably had some military grade kind of camera. He's probably like 14 billion miles away and was able to capture this.
It's a Comerphone.
Anyways, I didn't mean to distract us. We can go back to Comcast. Comcast is being sued by a state attorney general for selling, quote, near worthless, end quote, service plans.
Okay.
So, we all know that. Even if you don't have Comcast in your area, everybody has something similar. Time Warner. Everybody has a shitty local cable company.
Yes.
All right. So Comcast is one of the biggest. We used to have it in South Florida.
Yes.
But go ahead.
The Washington State Attorney General is cracking down on Comcast for allegedly peddling a near worthless service plan that cost area customers at least $73 million over the last 5 years. Attorney Bob Ferguson filed a...
That's not a real name.
Bob Turd Ferguson.
Attorney General Bob Ferguson.
Bob!
Yeah, it's his name.
Ferguson.
Filed a $100 million consumer protection lawsuit against the cable and internet provider on Monday over a deceptive service plan, his office said in a statement. The service protection plan, which currently costs $4.99 a month, according to the lawsuit, is meant to cover standard maintenance of Xfinity TV, internet, and voice services, as described on the company's website. But the lawsuit alleged that Comcast sales practices misled customers into thinking that the plan covered things it did not, like repairs involving wiring inside the wall. According to the suit filed in Washington's Kings County Superior Court.
Here, let me break it down because I read it. I'm just going to save your breath. Here's what's happening. They were selling a $4.99 service plan, and the way that they phrased it was, look, for $4.99, if anything breaks or anything happens, we come out for free, you know? But you pay $4.99 every month. Like, you know, when you get a cell phone, you can pay for the $8.99 right. Okay, so that's what they were selling. The problem is, if you were to read the fine print, the service plan was worthless. They would still charge you when they went out there. It barely covered anything. So they were basically
I covered like the cost of the extra run wire, but not
right.
Any of the service
exactly
put in.
So it was worthless, and they made up to $73 million doing that shit and just adding stuff. And dude, these companies are known for that.
Company.
Like these, I remember when back when I used to own the AC company, the the phone companies, AT&T, like the business phones and stuff, they would just add stuff to your plan without telling you, right? Hoping you wouldn't notice. I'm sure everyone's dealt with this, right? Hoping you wouldn't notice, and then you would call them and go, what the fuck is this? And they go, oh, we thought you added it. I didn't. They just do it to see how long they get away with it.
And fucking vultures.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
They're the absolute worst.
Everybody had, and then I had Frontier that was down for a fucking week because of them. They all fucking suck.
I mean, I mean, it's a well-record documented view of mine as far as Comcast goes. I mean, I told you guys about that almost physical altercation I had with representative when I was in their store. Like, I can't say Comcast can suck my ballsack. It is the worst company I've ever dealt with in my 32 years of existence.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to come over and suck your ball sack, though. They probably won't.
If they want it, I'm just saying they can.
I mean, I'm glad you
showered at me too.
I'm glad you extended the offer, but they're probably not going to accept.
If I could force it into their mouth, I would. I would forcibly rape them if I could.
Yeah, that's rape.
That's how much I hate them.
That's rape.
Yeah, but not in like I'm trying to get sexual gratification. It's more like I'm trying to hurt you type of thing.
Well, because they raped you first.
Oh, exactly. They so raped me.
But Dutch, you can't rape.
My butthole was so, like for like a year, it was so.
But remember, if you rape them, then you can't play Pokemon Go. So keep that in mind.
How?
Because you'll be a molester.
Oh, shit.
See?
I'm not very
It's called a callback.
I know. I'm not in my game.
But to another story. I
just hate Comcast so much.
Go ahead.
Pope Francis? You want to go there?
Sure.
Pope Francis
says... I like to call him Frankie.
Pope Frankie says relax and says...
Go do it. Jesus gonna go do it.
Do it.
Relax. Go do it. Jesus gonna come.
No.
Jesus gonna come.
He's never coming back.
Sorry.
Pope Francis sets up commission to study question of women deacons.
Now, how is this commission going to affect our itty bitty titty committee?
John, you're the historian. What do the facts say?
He's chairman.
I mean, it really doesn't have an effect because, you know, any sort of religion that has itty bitty titties in their congregation are always welcome.
Ooh, there you go. The itty bitty titty committee is better than any religion because we accept everybody.
I would put her left titty in my mouth.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
go ahead.
Pope Francis.
Objection. Hearsay.
Overruled. Pope Francis has set up a special commission.
Gavel, 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 gavel. I don't have a gavel sound drop. Thank you, Dutch.
Yeah, we do.
Terrible.
You might as well have been saying gobble, gobble, gobble.
What the fuck was that?
It's so echoey and awful.
Go ahead.
Pope Francis had set up a special commission.
I have another one.
P-Dog?
P-Dog.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
P.F. Dog.
P.F. Dog? P.F. Changs?
Yeah. P.F. Changs.
So I was eating at P.F. Changs with the Pope the other day.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Everybody what? Go ahead.
He set up a special commission to study whether women will be
allowed.
He's studying the weather?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make sense. You're the Pope.
Will be allowed to.
You had a pretty picture, but you can't predict the weather, Miss Francis.
Go ahead. We're being stupid. Go.
Pope Francis has set up a special commission to study whether women will be allowed to become deacons in the Catholic Church.
Why does it have to be just weather women?
Yeah, can it be regular women?
Because they're the deacon beacons of the itty bitty titty committee.
Deacon beacon.
So only weather girls can be.
So only people who sing it's raining men are the ones who can be.
Hallelujah, it's raining men. And there's stuff out here.
It's actually. It's not.
Oh, lordy, bitch. Look at that big old penis flying down from the sky.
I'm going to gobble it right up.
Just nom, 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 my fat black mouth. I love that shit. Look at my fat rolls.
All right, go ahead, Marie.
It's actually W-H-E-T-H-E there. Weather women. Like weather or not.
Oh, so they're trans.
Here they come.
So they want to make trannies deacons. You don't
no.
know whether they're women or not?
I'm the new female deacon. Remember me from the remember me from the story earlier. I'm back in deacon form.
No.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
No, no. Whether women will be allowed or not.
You need to send seven Hail Marys.
Great stretch.
I'm back.
Can I get to the second sentence?
Fine. Sorry. Start again. How about that?
The.
Go ahead.
Gavel, 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 gavel.
All right. The issue has historically troubled the church, with many opposing the appointment of females. Mm-hmm. The commission of 7 men and 6 women, so they're already outnumbered.
But what is it? What
a pizza party.
What do the many face gods think of this? Fucking submission of 7. What the fuck is this?
I like the pizza party, John. Thank you for that reference. We'll study the issue and look into the historical role of women in the early years, which was none. They had none.
They had zero.
They were kind of oppressed for basically the majority of human existence.
I'm being oppressed! For anyone that likes Monty Python. Deacons are a clergy rank one below a priest. They are ordained ministers who can preach or preside over weddings and funerals, but cannot celebrate mass.
Well, then what's the point?
So they have one more upmanship than me and my priesthood in the Modesto Life Church of California.
Can they hoisten a mizzen mast?
Hold on. So they're not even asking if they could be priests. They say that if they could even be the things below priests.
Deacons.
And okay.
It's a tough call. Because us tiny-brained individuals really can't comprehend God the way men can.
So they're saying women should or should not be allowed to be deacons?
Well, 7 men and 6 women are deciding that right now.
Okay, there's a song.
This is just the Catholic Church, correct?
Correct.
Because I've seen deacons in every other Baptist, Christian, actual religion churches.
Yeah, no, Catholic forever. Church. Catholic. Yeah.
All right, we have a song here. Spider McGee posted in the chat. Let's play it.
I hope it's related.
I think it is. It's about itty bitty titties, I believe.
Yep.
She is only popular because of her shape. She fills out her bra with a perfect pair. She's dead in awe. It's really unfair. Her cuff may run is over, but it's better than this. We're longing to be bigger, so we pray. 33C and not AA. Cause just think, with a little bit more size, we'd attract the eyes of the guys. What can we do? Belonging to the itty bitty titty committee.
Greatest thing ever. Is the movie called Junior High School from 1978?
Yep.
And it's a musical number.
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, here comes Junior High Girl coming out of the shower in towels. This is very
head-rest. This is weird. I want to play Pokemon Go. We should stop.
The itty bitty titty committee. We would even go for a community chat. Often takes a long time, but we're really sick because it's
this
hard
is awesome.
To be only a stick instead of a tree. Gallon, we want to throw the talon. That is why we're howling. It's because we're too flat, and that's that.
They're throwing the talon, guys.
We try to do this with a movie called Junior High School in this day and age. Oh my God, Mitchell already put up a Winona passenger.
Where is it? Oh, yes. Oh, is she in a sidecar?
It looks a little bit forced.
Exactly what we were saying.
It looks a little bit forced, but I like it.
That's the reason why he's the best at what he does.
I like it.
Thank you, Mitch.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Mitch. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Maul, for the. She posed a picture of me looking very disinterested, and the corner said, Comcast can suck my ball sack.
Quote, Joel Dutch. I love when our listeners quote your stupid sayings, because the last one was...
Oh, my God. I still quote the Lena Dunham one.
Oh, the Lena Dunham, yeah.
I still quote that one.
What did I say again? I forgot.
Lena Dunham. Oh, is that the bitch that's always taking her shirt off?
Is that the bitch on HBO that's always taking her clothes off, but nobody wants her to?
That's what it was, yeah.
Someone find that one. I think it's on her imager, Mitch. Grab that one.
She
I want
really
that
really is an ugly mess.
Guys, They always pinpoint.
What's a Powerade? No, nobody wants to see that. You flatso.
They're always pinpointing the most douchey things you say and then put it into an image form as a quote.
How is that douchey? She shouldn't be taking her clothes off and Comcast sucks.
Well, because they picked a picture of
poignant things, Marie Lopez.
It's the adult equivalent of the baby that looks drunk meme. Because it's your equivalent of drunk baby. The photo that they chose to put it on is what made it so phenomenal. It's like,
that was a great slam on me, man. That was funny.
Then you read it like, Lena Dunham, this girl is always taking her shirt off, despite the fact no one wants her to.
Wait, where is it? Did they post it in the chat? I want to see it.
It really is. You're right. It is like the innocence of a child quote. There's truth behind it, but there's something silly about it.
I gotta find that one.
God, oh, I suck. Why do I do this show?
So ugly, too.
Because you love me.
Yes, we do love you. I guess it doesn't rank as well as I wanted it to. I just tried to Google search it.
I know we have an image somewhere. I'll find
it. It's somewhere. It's,
yeah, whatever.
I go to the next story.
We have to pull it back
up. Go to the
up.
Next story.
Wait, but what about Pope Francis?
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Deacons, women. I don't care.
Frankie?
Yeah, deacons, tits, Paul Abdul, blah, blah, blah.
So they're basically making a ruling with the ADBTD committee about whether or not women should be deacons.
Yeah, but let's move on because I realize there's two stories and we can choose which one we want to go to. Do you want the prophets of doom saying new date on when the world will end or video of a stunt going horribly wrong on America's Got Talent where a man gets shot with a flaming arrow during live TV?
We have to go with the second one.
Okay. I'll put it in the chat room, Roy, so you can pull it up so we can actually watch it. Thank you, guest.
There it is.
There's the one.
It's me drunk.
That's you. That's your equivalent of drunk baby.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm a fucking hot mess.
I wouldn't say hot, but I'll agree on the mess part.
You know what I meant when I said that phrase.
You know, my voice is kind of sore from doing the tranny voice. I swear to God. I was fine until I was doing that goddamn tranny voice.
See, it's like drunk baby all grown up. I just posted one of them in there. It's just like Joel.
Oh,
and
so
your hat's tilted back, like you're relaxed, but you're in a suit, and you're just like, and you're giving like fatherly advice because your finger's up.
Oh, Lena Dunham.
I love that photo.
Oh, Jesus.
And then...
All right, what was the story?
I posted the link in the chat so you could grab it.
That picture of me is awesome.
It's so phenomenal.
Oh, okay, this is a stunt gone horribly.
The worst picture. I'm a huge fan of bad pictures of me.
Oh, by the way, I did successfully photobomb the shit out of some old couple at Guns N' Roses. They were so drunk, they kept trying to take a selfie. They did it like five times. And I was standing right next to them, so every time they took a photo, I did a new funny face. So they have a bunch of photos with me
is
doing
this
like a
girl
stupid
Hispanic or what? Who is this girl in the background?
Like,
what is this?
I was doing faces like, or just like just ridiculous.
All right, let's see this thing from AGT.
Stunt goes horribly wrong on America's Got Talent. Man gets shot with flaming arrow during live TV show.
All right, before you play it.
Yeah.
How? Because America's Got Talent has such bad ratings. How much do you guys want to wager before we see this that it was set up by the show ahead of time?
I agree.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Reality TV is usually not scripted.
All right, well, let's see it. So it's a girl with a flaming crossbow, and she's trying to aim it at this. This guy has this thing in his mouth that she's
what did he
for
pour in his face? Was that gas?
No. He put something in his mouth like a target for her to hit. See?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
See, that's a
target.
Well,
there's this first problem. He should have had a guy shoot her instead of a girl.
All right. That's not nice. Sherry's very good at shooting bows, okay? She kills deer. All right, let's do this. Oh, ow!
Oh!
Oh, no. She really hit his neck. That couldn't have been set up. That had to hurt. Regardless if you think it's fake or not, that fucking hit the guy's neck. Hold on. Here we go. All right, let me back up.
Ow!
Play it out.
Oops.
We just said oops.
Well, it didn't stick.
It's not like the person who was filming the TV.
It's not
is
like.
Everything okay? Are you okay? He's okay.
Yeah, you bet that's at the end of it.
It didn't stick in his neck. He's alive.
No, that's a commercial. Cut the commercial.
They don't have a sharpened tip to it. It was basically like a fluff end that was on fire. The bitch just missed. That's all it was.
This arrow's on fire.
I like Maul's idea. We can have John stand up, get shot with flaming arrows down.
Ooh. Wordy, but it works.
What if we shoot you with flaming arrows, John?
No.
You
John,
know why?
We've never done fire.
You used to be
you
cool.
Can't say no.
You used to be cool.
You said that was the beauty of
I
you.
Say
you
yes said to yes a lot to of things.
You say yes to everything. That's your thing.
But you're like more in shape now.
Okay, what if just a gay guy shoots arrows at you, a flaming arrow that way? Is that fine?
No.
All right, well, then I don't know, John. I can't make you happy.
You know you can always make that.
What's another? What were we talking about? Oh, that one. Okay,
man gets shoot with an arrow?
Yeah.
Well, the other one was about the Prophets of Doom having a new day.
Not the band.
Prophets of Rage?
No, not the band. These are the people that thought the world was going to end like last year at a certain time or some shit.
Yeah.
And, like, three
well, that old guy
that
shut down his internet or something?
Well, we have new.
2012, had a date.
We have new Armageddon Day, guys.
Ooh.
It's going to be this Halloween.
I can stay awake.
Wake. I was just about
to see you dreaming.
Why'd you smile while you were sleeping?
Wonder if it's me you're dreaming.
Go and ahead, then you kiss your eyes.
And thank God we're together.
Go ahead, Marie.
I just want to stay with you. In this moment forever and ever.
I don't want to close my eyes.
I don't want to fall asleep because
I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing.
All right. Los Angeles, California. Seems like the end of time.
Even when I try to go.
Sorry.
Seems like the end of time's prophecies got it wrong. Obviously, the world did not end on July 29th, 2016.
Oh, I have a video.
I still sorry, miss the whole thing you, froze at me. I would have pulled up like 30 minutes ago. Me. Too late now.
Okay, anyway, there's the video. I have a video why it's going to end.
Okay.
Armageddon news? This seems real.
This is Armageddon news. In this broadcast, we'll discuss the second coming of Jesus Christ, which occurs at the same time as a magnetic polar flip and catastrophic global earthquake. Good day. Not many people know
really
what
graphic.
The Bible states about the second coming of Jesus Christ, and therefore, they are in danger of being deceived. This broadcast will provide you with the knowledge you need so as not to be fooled
like
by false Christs and
like
false prophets. On the day which Jesus returns,
right,
there will be a polar reversal. Isaiah 24:20 says, "The earth will crack and shatter and split open. The earth itself will stagger like a drunk, sway like a hut in a storm. The world is weighed down by its sins. It will collapse and never rise again." Revelation 6:12 says, "There was a violent earthquake, and the sun became black like..."
Yes.
The cake is a lie.
Yeah,
okay,
you're right.
So- there we get the cause, or sorry, we get the effect there, but like, what is the cause? Like, why that day?
It's a that's the day that there's supposed to be a magnetic
because
flip.
A polar flip, according to NASA, polar flips happen many times over the millennia. Reversals are the rule, not the exception. Over the last 20 million years, the Earth has settled into a pattern of poles flipping about every 200,000 to 300,000 years. Although it has been more than twice that long since the last time a reversal has occurred. Earth's polarity is not constant, though. The Earth has a magnetic field because its solid iron core is surrounded by a fluid ocean of hot liquid metal.
Magma.
When referring to magma. This end of times theory, NASA says a magic pole reversal might be good business for magnetic compass manufacturers.
What?
I get the concept, but why that day?
That's just like
did you not see the video and
NASA's,
the graphics?
NASA's predicting that's when it's going to happen for some NASA reason.
Oh, really?
NASA's not saying the world's going
to
end.
No, they're saying
they said 2,000 to 3,000. What was it?
No,
20,000 to 30,000.
NASA's talking about a polar flip. Then these Armageddon guys are saying the polar flip is actually Jesus.
The YouTube video has now attracted more than 6.5 million views as of August 1st. The group proclaims the second coming of Jesus Christ will occur at the same time as the magnetic flip as a matter of minutes, which will cause catastrophic global earthquakes. Let's see the comments.
What do you think the rebuttal is going to be when it doesn't happen?
Hold on. I want to read the comments. Comments are disabled.
Oh, there you go.
Answer found. Well, there you go, guys. We're going to have
With any of those scientific things, like I understand when like certain scientists are like, it's not a matter of if, but when, like, you know, with the solar flares or you know, South California basically exploding because the Earth splits. I get that. But for people to sit there and put dates on it, it's like, yeah, dude, you're stupid. I wouldn't be shocked if any of that happens tomorrow, but for people to try and predict that it's a certain day is just ludicrous.
But they say the magnetic flips up on all the time, and it actually wouldn't affect us. They say the worst that would happen is that the poles would change, and like magnets would be upside down. That's it. That's the worst.
I feel like that would mess a lot of things up, no?
No, according to NASA, not really.
Well, that means our toilets would flush the opposite way.
No. That Borealis effect is a myth. I've looked it up. Mythbusters did it. The toilets flush the same way in every country. That is wasn't true. Positive.
Don't you remember when we had my buddy who's a comedian who called us from Australia?
Yeah, but
we asked him that very thing. He said, yeah, they flushed.
But he was wrong. But that's fine. But he was wrong. I know because I've
known. I don't know. I've not been there. I'm just saying from people who've been on the air with us, I'm just saying what they said.
Does a toilet flush backwards in the Southern Hemisphere?
Not backwards. Would be, let's see. Here it flushes clockwise.
I got it.
There it's counterclockwise, does, right?
Does water swirl counterclockwise in the Southern Hemisphere? I got a story. Let me see. Hold on.
Like I said, I don't know. I've just been just hearing what people told us. I feel like Derek told us on the air, right?
It says when it applies to toilets, no. Does the water swirl clockwise in the Southern Hemisphere? The answer is yes and no. When applied to toilets and sinks, this one is one of those too good to be true science factoids, I'm afraid, but it does apply in some situations. The myth goes if you flush your toilet in Australia, the water swirls down the drain the opposite way than it does in the Northern Hemisphere due to the Coriolis effect, an apparent force which describes how objects veer to the left or right when traveling something that's rotating. If there were no other forces on that water in the sink or toilet, that would be true. The Coriolis effect does actually help make hurricanes rotate in opposite directions. But for toilets and sinks, it's another story. The toilet myth is easy to dispel. Just peek around the rim of the toilet, and you'll see that water is jetted in the bowl at an angle, which determines the angle direction.
Thing. Okay, so let's just say you had standing water. And then, you know, like, let's say you had your tub filled up and then you just pull the plug. Like, which way it would swirl going down? Not necessarily the toilet so much, but it would apply, right? If you just had standing water and then all of a sudden it started draining.
I've heard of charlatans who hang around the equator in Kenya carrying basins of water. They'll stand on the southern side of the equator with basins, pull the plug at the bottom and show the water swirls counterclockwise. Then they'll walk to the northern side of the equator, fill the basin and pull the plug and say that it flows the other way. Irrefutable proof. Be careful. You have to know the initial conditions of any experiment. And in this one, there is one that is hidden from you. The huckster that also adds a slight rotation of the water before letting it out. For example, he pours the water in a very slight angle to give it the initial rotation. Yeah, so apparently it doesn't affect toilets. It doesn't affect toilets.
Why are we even talking about this?
Because it's a myth, and even the Simpsons made fun of it.
Simpsons did it.
Yes, but why male models?
Really? I just told you.
Just told you.
All right. Well.
Wow.
End of story.
Fuck, end of story. Wow, that was the end of the show, too. Jesus Christ, I didn't mean to end on such a fucking boring note.
Womp, womp.
John, give us something exciting to go out on while frantically searches for music.
Excellent point. Counterpoint.
Yeah. I got it.
John, great job stalling for time.
You're welcome.
Samora?
Yeah?
Officer Olsen?
Yeah, righto.
This isn't music. Well, this is more stalling for time for music.
Declan was sweating last Tuesday, and this little guy's drinking, and he says, where can a guy find some action? I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, what kind of action? And he says, woman action. What do I look like? And I says, well, what do I look like? I don't know. And he says, but I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I
thank
says,
you.
But this ain't that kind of place.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the funny parts of the show before that last segment. Tomorrow, check out the Cousin Joe show. Anything else to plug, guys?
The other shows, the real podcast.
I was going to say, can we actually give a full plug to the full list of shows on the station?
Well, you can listen to the Real Thing podcast. That comes on before Hippo Juice. Dutch and Royce, of course, is on Tuesday. You can listen to the Cousin Joe show, which is tomorrow. Brains Through Wrestling, which you can download from the feed. Rorschach
holler,
and Doc.
Holler at Papa's Basement.
Papa's Basement.
And
Loose Noose.
Yes.
Elvis and Alfred.
Yes.
They've been doing some good stuff.
Those guys have been around for a long time with us.
Yes, oh, yeah. Who haven't we said? Nerd Hour, 360 on 420. OSW Review.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We are fucking out. Did you think I meant you?